Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Amen. Amen. It seems like we're having a little trouble. Amen. Can you all hear me? Okay. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you. I just want to thank you all for logging on to It's All About You radio show. You have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and Dennis live, which is not, he's not with us on tonight, but we're going to keep him in prayer. I just want to thank you all for calling in and logging on tonight's show tonight. God bless you. We won't keep you long tonight. What we're going to do, we're going to share the word of the Lord on tonight. We're going to share prayer. The lines are open for prayer as usual. And we're going to talk about the next 2 weeks of the people, the special guests that are coming for the next 2 weeks. Awesome woman and man of God, Yolanda Wallace. So we're going to share that, but we want to start off always in prayer. We want to start off with prayer. So, Father God, we just want to thank you for tonight, Lord. We just want to thank you, Father. Father, we pray that your anointing, Father, come upon us, Father, and move, Father, in a mighty way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, that you move, that you touch every heart on the line on tonight, those that are logged on, Father, through radio, Father, through internet, Father, through telephone, God. Father, have your way on tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray, God, that you give us the ability, Father, to deliver, Father, as you have caused us to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Anoint our lips, anoint our tongue, anoint our eyes, our hands, our mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let a word be spoken, and Father, in season, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for every heart that's listening, Father, for every hand, Father, for every, Father, soul, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray, God, that you move in a mighty way, Father, in your son Jesus' name, God. And we lift up Dennis on tonight, Father. You, Father, know what he needs. You know everything, even before he asks, God. Father, have your way in his very life on tonight, in your son Jesus' name. We thank you and we honor you and we praise you for it. Amen. 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 I just want to bless God for everyone that's on the show, for those that are calling in, and Father, that he just continue to bless you and encourage you and then keep you on tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to talk about the last show. We had an awesome woman of God, the author, CEO, president of McClure Publishing Company. Her name is Kathy McClure. She did an awesome job in executing who she is, who her company is, what she represents, and where she comes from. We thank God for that show. We got so much feedback from her. We really thank God for her, and God will continue to bless her, her business, and her ministry. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for it. For you, and I thank the Lord for all that are listening tonight. We'll probably be a 30-minute show, if that long. But always feel free to press the one button if you have any questions, any concerns, any prayer requests. Feel free. It's All About You radio show. We're here to cater to you. We're here to cater to the people. That's why it's called It's All About You. So always feel free to press the one button. If you have any questions, any concern, anything you like to share, if you need any prayer, I mean, we're here. So feel free. Amen. Amen. I want to go to Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11 is our scripture for tonight. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. 12th verse. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. 13th verse. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. 14th verse, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again unto the place whence I have caused you to be carried away captive. Amen. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your word be blessed, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open minds and hearts. Father, reveal your word. Father, we pray for revelation, knowledge on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you. We glorify you and we praise you for it. As I read this scripture, I think about it takes me to, it's an encourager to me. It calls me to this is God just bringing his word to bring confidence in us, to build us up. He knows that we're going through things. He knows everything. We know he's God. He's Lord. We know his eyes are everywhere, beholding the evil and beholding the good. We know who he is. But sometimes when situations, circumstances, and problems occur, it seems like God has forgotten us. It seems like he has left us. And that may not be the case. We know it's not the case because that's not his word. That's not his promise. We stand on his word. But sometimes doubt and fear, stress will cause you to not believe. It will come in. And it will cause you to think that it's over, that God has forgotten about you. And so I like verse 11 when he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end." And he's really revealing to us his mind, that how he thinks towards us. And so that encourages me to know that even if I'm thinking the opposite, if I don't have peace, And I'm thinking evil thoughts, and I feel like it's over, and I'll never know what the end is going to be. God is reversing all of those thoughts in this very verse, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you." So he's really causing this verse here to cast down any other thoughts that may be going on in our mind, that may be going on in our hearts, our spirit, our soul, or even in our head. He's causing us to think differently. I don't think anything other towards you, nothing but peace is how I think towards you. And then he says, not of evil. So if we're thinking evil thoughts, we automatically should know, of course, it's not of God. This is the enemy. He's crept in. He's crept in my heart. He's crept in my mind some kind of way. He's come in. God doesn't think this way toward me. So he lets us know right there, I'm not thinking evil towards you. And then he says to give you an expected end. And then you have another term that tells us to give us a hope in the future. Sometimes we feel as we've lost all hope. We have no future. It's over with. You know, God must have forgot about me. Oh, well, you know, I'm done praying about this situation. I'm done praying about this person or that person. No doors are opening for a job. No doors are opening for a place to stay. Whatever the case may be, no doors are opening for marriage. No doors are opening for the right relationship. Whatever the case may be, we have to be encouraged and know that God has not forgotten about us. His word declares that he wants to give us a hope and a future, but he wants it in him. Then he says, verse 12, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So that's an encouraging word as well, that having confidence and knowing the word of God and the promise of God is that when I go to him in prayer, he's going to hearken unto me. Hearken means to answer. He's going to hear me. He's going to hear my prayers. So I have to pray in faith already knowing that whatever I ask in Jesus' name, that I in confidence, he's going to give it to me because he said it. It's his word. And if he promised it, if he spoke it, then that settles it. And then he said in verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now, in this verse here, it talks about seeking God and finding him. But we have to do it with all of our heart, all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, everything that's in us to search for God. Because sometimes we can say we're seeking the Lord and I'm asking of God, but then we don't wait on him. We just get up and still respond the way we desire to respond. We go in the way that we want to go. We don't wait for the answer. We don't wholeheartedly seek him. We move instead of being still. Sometimes we move, but sometimes we move a little bit too fast instead of being still waiting on the Lord. So I thank God for the verse, you know, when he said, when you seek me, you'll find me. When you search for me with your whole heart. And so my prayer is also is asking God to teach me how to give him my whole heart, not half of my heart, not part of the heart. But my prayer for myself is, God, show me how, teach me how to give you my whole heart so that I can search for you with my whole heart, not partial. So that when I do it, I'll not just seek him, but I'll find him. And then the 14th verse, he says, and I will be found of you, says the Lord. He's going to, not only will I find him, but he's going to find me. We're going to find each other. I will be found of you. In other words, I'm going to hear you. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to respond. I will turn away your captivity, everything that you're going through. I will gather you from all the nations, whatever pieces that have been scattered, whatever has been shaken up in your life, whatever you feel like has been shaken up, whether it's family, money, loved ones, friends, whatever it is, I will gather you from all nations, from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place where I've caused you to be carried away captive. And sometimes I believe half of some of the things that happen to us is because we stray away from God. We forget all about him, you know. And I don't think it's done on purpose. Sometimes life just does it, you know. Things in life, people in life, situations, circumstances, they all happen. You know, some things we can prevent. Something may have been caused by us. And some things may have not been caused by us. Some things we just probably didn't even seek the Lord, you know, before getting into that situation, whatever it may be. But we just still have to have hope and faith in knowing that in spite of, God is still going to answer when I search for him wholeheartedly. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I just want to come on tonight because Dennis is my co-host. Dennis, he's been faithful. Some things that happened on him with him and to him today. So I just want also to keep him in prayer, keep him and his family lifted up. Dennis, your heart is with us. Your prayers are with us. God hears you. He knows all. And so we pray that everything work out well for him. On tonight, I want to just talk about who we're going to have on the show. Next week, we're going to bring Yolanda Wallace. Yolanda Wallace, she's a close friend. She's also an author. She has a ministry, a non-for-profit ministry. It's called Life Experiences Ministry, Life Experience Ministries. And she's going to come and be with us, and she's going to talk about her ministry, who she is, where she's come from, where she's at now, and where God is taking her and her ministry. I believe it's going to be, I know it's actually going to be an awesome show because I know a little bit about her. You know, a little bit about our testimony, and I just really, I'm excited about her coming on and allowing God to really use her to share her testimony. And if you're on any type of social network with us, we're going to have it posted all week. We're going to have it on Blog Talk Radio, Western One World Radio. We're going to have it on there, have her all on the website to seek her out, to seek her website out, seek out her information. Her ministry is for the youth, but she still uses, you know, adults at the same time. So we just really want to support her. We want to support what she's doing for the Lord, and we also want to come back, and we want to hear her story. We want to hear her testimony and how God is moving in our life. Amen. Amen. I feel like I'm moving kind of fast. I know that I am, but all is well because I only have a few minutes left. Again, feel free to press the 1 button if you have any questions, any concerns, whatever, any statements, any words of encouragement. Believe it or not, I need them too. Amen. Amen. Okay, and our next author, a powerful man of God, he'll be on the week after her. and his name is known as Arthur Michael. He's a very powerful man of God as well. He's actually on his fourth book. He has written three so far. The first book is called No More Residue, a powerful book. I have it myself. I purchased it myself. He's going to be with us the following Wednesday. So we're going to hear some powerful stories. We're going to hear some powerful testimonies to bring people through, to bring breakthrough to the lives of God people, to bring breakthrough to families. That is the mission of It's All About You radio show, is to bring those on that we know have been delivered and have broken through hard times, situations, circumstances, whatever the case may be. We know that God has brought them through, and we know if God did it for them, he'll also do it for us. So we want to hear these awesome stories that they've already placed in the book. They've already placed them in the book. And so we want them to come on and share. He's also going to be on the website. We're going to also market him on the social network. We want everybody to come on and support, not only just support, but purchase the book, because the book is, it's a very good book. It really is a life-changing book, a book of deliverance, a book of peace, a book of faith, faith in God. You know, knowing if God did it for him, he'll do it for us. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, I just want to know if anyone wants to come on, they can come on now. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to say a prayer before we get out of here. I do want to say a prayer, but I'm also opening the doors for prayer requests. If it could be for you, your family member, a loved one, a friend, a best friend, whoever, coworker, we're offering prayer on tonight. Amen. Okay, well, if there be no one that desires prayer, we're going to go ahead and we're going to still say our prayer. I just still want to just thank you for taking time out on tonight. I didn't want to cancel the show another week. Last week I wasn't feeling well after moving and so forth, so I took a week off. I took a little break, but tonight I wanted to come on because I wanted you all to know that we're still here. Not only are we still here, but we're really setting our calendar, our 2014 calendar, with all our special guests, awesome speakers, you know, anointed men and women of God. We're setting our entire calendar of 2014 for the entire show. So I just gave you the next 2 weeks of who will be on here. And they are awesome men and women of Christ. They are saved, sanctified, and they are gifted, talented, and they are working for the Lord, working with their hands. So we thank God for them. We thank God for them. We thank God for Dennis. And most of all, I thank God for you all taking the time to come on the show, to listen, to support. That's the main thing. Support is the number one thing that we all need. So I thank God for you and your support. Amen. Amen. So I'm about to say a prayer. If there be anything else, I'm about to say a prayer. I just pray that you all come back and with us next Wednesday, same time, 7:30 Central Standard Time. 7:30 Central Standard Time till 8:30. We will be with Yolanda Wallace. Live again, we will be with Yolanda Wallace, and hopefully Dennis will be back and things will be well with him. Again, keep him in prayer, but we'll be back next week from 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. With the awesome woman of God. So please tell a friend, because her testimony is awesome. Her testimony is awesome, it's powerful, and it is anointed, and we thank God for her. So again, I'll meet you back here next week, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to pray a prayer of peace, joy, and thanksgiving over your life from the Lord. And I stand in agreement with everything you believe in God for. So, Father God, we just want to thank you on tonight, Father, for giving us, Father, this time to just come on the show, Father, in the name of Jesus, and encourage your people with your word, Father. You said in your word, Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know your thoughts you have toward us, God. You said they were thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give us an expected end, God, to give us a hope and to give us a future, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. There's someone that thinks it's over, God, and Father, only you know it's not over until you says it's over, Father. You said nobody can pluck your people out of your hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you because of that, Father. Father, there's someone that's listening that may need healing, God. Father, I decree and declare, Father, your word says by your stripes, Father, we are healed. And Father, I pray right now that the healing gifts of the Holy Ghost fall fresh upon them now, God, in their house, in their bedroom, their living room, in their kitchen, Father, in their car, wherever they may be, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them, Father, feel your power. Let them feel your anointing, Father. Touch every joint, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, make a believer out of them, Father. Let them know that, God, you are real and that you are the true and living God, Father, that you are not dead, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, but that you're all-powerful, that you're all-knowing, God, that you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords, Father, that you are the Lord that's strong and mighty, Father, and that you are the Lord that's mighty in battle, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Father, whatever you're doing in their life, God, Father, order their steps in your word, Father. Don't do it without them, God. In the name of Jesus, encourage them, strengthen them, Father. Father, I speak joy over them now, for the joy of the Lord is their strength. So God, I release your joy now, and I pray that they be strengthened, Father, right now in every area of weakness, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you only know the weaknesses, Father. Father, you know the secret places, the hidden things, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, the things that they, Father, don't desire to share with everyone, but God, you know it all, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, show your hand mighty in their lives, God, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, I bless them. I bless their household. I bless their children, God. I bless their job, Father. I bless their hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, bless that business, God. Oh, God, that one that's on the line listening, God, that's praying, Father, even for their business. Father, bless that business right now in the name of Jesus. And that person that's looking to know, why were they created? Why am I here? Why was I born, Father? In the name of Jesus, God. Father, open their eyes, Father. Remove scales even now in the name of Jesus, God. Every creativity, every witty invention, and every idea that you place down in their belly, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray now, God, that you will show them who they are and that what you created them to do and who you created them to be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just pray, Father, now that this prayer is sealed with your blood, for nothing can come through the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for every soul even now. And Father, we pray, God, that you'll meet us here next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. You said you will go before us and you will make every crooked place straight. So God, we pray that you go before us on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And I just want you also to know that we have the Morning Glory Prayer Line. It's on Monday mornings at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time and Thursdays at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. These are the only 2 days. So tomorrow morning we will be on the line. If you don't know the number is 530-881-1000. Again, 530-881-1000. The access code is 345-706-POUND. Again, the access code is 345-706-POUND. We're on that line those 2 days, Monday and Thursdays only, from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., depending on how the Lord is using whoever is going forth in his name. There's prophecy goes forth, prayer goes forth, deliverance goes forth, faith goes forth, words of encouragement goes forth. I tell you, I will say sacrifice your sleep just to be on that line. It's worth it. It will encourage and strengthen your entire day. And so I just want to say thank you. I thank God for you, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Be blessed. Amen.
for now.